KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school football action Friday night, the Greene County Rams got two fourth-quarter touchdowns to turn a tie game into a win over the Atlantic Trojans Friday night in Jefferson, the final score 35-21. It was a hard-fought game with both teams putting up two touchdowns in the first half and one more each in the third. Colby Kafer came up with the big play that made the difference in the fourth quarter. The Rams running back broke a couple of tackles and made a couple of more misses on a 48-yard touchdown run. That proved to be the winning score with 5 minutes 24 seconds remaining in the game. Clint Denhart tacked on another touchdown with 2:17 remaining to set the final margin. The two teams had traded touchdowns about a minute and a half apart in to start the second quarter and traded scores later in the quarter to make it 14-all. A failed onside kick gave Greene County the ball on the Atlantic 44-yard line on their last drive of the half. After three straight incompletions, Rams quarterback Brent Riley hit Lance Hughes on a 41-yard hookup to set up first and goal at the three. The Trojans' defense came up huge with four straight stops to keep it a tie game heading into the halftime. The Trojans carried that momentum into the second half and rumbled down the field in 12 plays on their first possession. Chase Mullinex hit Tyler Moen for a 36-yard touchdown pass to give Atlantic the lead at 21-14. That drive ate up half the third quarter clock. Greene County would immediately answer back, though. After getting the ball in Atlantic territory on a failed onside, the Rams scored in two plays. Colby Kafer found the left sideline to race for a 38-yard touchdown. The next three possessions would end on a turnover on downs. And that's when Kafer scored on the big run to give Greene County the lead for good in their first drive of the fourth quarter. Greene County ended up outgaining the Trojans by a slight margin of 440 to 399 yards. Kafer led the Rams' ground attack with 162 yards and two touchdowns. Clint Denhart, who ran out of the Wildcat formation for a good portion of the game, racked up 116 yards and three scores. Chase Mullinex went 13-30 for 209 yards, passing with one touchdown and three interceptions for Atlantic. He also rushed for 60 yards and a score. Tyler Moen had 62 yards rushing and one score. Greene County improves to 6-1 overall on the season and 2-1 in Class 2A District 9. They'll travel to Red Oak next week. Atlantic falls to 2-5 overall and 0-3 in the district. The Trojans travel to Shenandoah next Friday night, and we'll have coverage of that game for you here on KJAN. Elsewhere in Class 2A, it was Otobolt Arthur BCIG over Shenandoah 35-6, Camper Catholic downing Red Oak 23-7. In 1A action, it was Mount Air beating Clarinda 28-6, Van Meter over Panorama 36-6. Adair Casey Guthrie Center beat West Central Valley 26-8. Also in 1A football, it was Trainer beating Missouri Valley by a score of 47-6. Underwood a 27-12 winner over East Sac County. And a Cherokee Washington 38 and Maple Valley Anthonoto 12. In Class A football, it was IKM Manning beating Alta Aurelia 20-19 in overtime. Earlham was a 32-0 winner over Southwest Valley. AHSTW blank Nottoway Valley 50-0. St. Albert was a 45-27 winner over Oakland Riverside. Also in Class A, Lawton Bronson beat Tri-Center 28-13. Woodbury Central beat Logan Magnolia 30-13. Westwood Sloan was a 20-8 winner over West Monona. In Class 8 football, it was Lennox beating Murray 36-22. The East Union at Lamoni game was suspended in the third quarter to take place this evening at 7:30, and that was due to lightning and rain in the area. Also in Class 8, Moravia beat Seymour 30-22. Southeast Warren was a 61-0 winner over Mormon Trail. Bedford beat Clarinda Academy 56-32. It was Griswold downing Essex South Page 90-54. Fremont Mills was a 62-3 winner over East Mills in Class 8. Stanton beat Sydney 48-26. Also, Cam was a 58-14 winner over Boyer Valley. Coon Rapids Baird beat Glidden Ralston 37-28. Woodbine down Exira EHK 49-45. And Audubon beat West Harrison 40-0. In 3A football, Denison Schleswig was a 28-14 winner over Storm Lake. Carroll beat Perry 27-14. Glenwood downed ADM 14-6. Winterset was a 35-19 winner over Creston Orient Maxburg, and Lewis Central beat Harlan 49-14. And finally, in Class 4A high school football action Friday night, Ames beat Council Bluffs TJ 41-29. West Des Moines Valley was a 77-0 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, and Des Moines beat, or rather Urbandale, I should say, beat Des Moines North 49-13. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes visit Minnesota today in the annual battle for Floyd of Rosedale. Iowa's defense is focused on the combination of Gopher true freshman quarterback Zach Anistead and receivers Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman.
and we played an outfit like that a couple weeks ago. I thought, you know, Wisconsin's receiver core to me is pretty good too. And you know, now we're facing another group that's really good as well. And it's not like you just got one guy to focus on. They've got a whole group that's capable. But those two guys really can do some damage and have done damage already in four games.
That, of course, Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz, who says that Anikstad has played well for a freshman.
He knows where to go with the ball, and he throws it up down both sidelines. And they throw other stuff, too, not just that, but they do a nice job of throwing deep balls, and both those guys are really dangerous in a lot of areas, but also, you know, on those streak routes down the sideline.
Both teams are 3-1. Pregame on KJAN this afternoon is at 12:30 with a kickoff from Minneapolis at 2:30. Iowa State Cyclones need more offense as they take a 1-3 record into a game against Oklahoma State team that features a big play offense.
Do we want to get into, you know, a shootout with anybody? You know, ultimately, that's probably never our goal, but sometimes the rhythm of a game happens that way too. And so, you know, I think we're prepared for any game situation, any type of football game that comes our way.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says they have prepared for Oklahoma State's up-tempo style.
How do you help your defense out? How do you give that ebb and flow in the football game? And so, you know, those things are probably going to happen in the game, and we'll play good defense, but they do a tremendous job of creating big plays and giving themselves opportunities in the game.
The kickoff for ISU and Oklahoma State from Stillwater, Oklahoma, is this afternoon at 2:30. Sports brought to you this hour on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.